This one's tough for me. So sleep deprivation is an illegal torture method outlawed by the Geneva Convention and in international courts, but most of us do it to ourselves. And I 100% do this to myself. Do you know what's funny is I've talked to you for a long time about the fact that I have a hard time sleeping. You know it. So I don't always talk about it on air, but Kevin is very familiar with this. And you know I've tried everything from prescriptions to the melatonin. I've tried, I'm starting to try and turn off my electronics and stop checking my phone before bed. But consistency is apparently the most important thing. When I get up in the mornings, it's so funny. I had just noted to myself, I was like, oh, I have a morning routine. I do not have a bedtime routine. More than anything, I don't have a bedtime routine. Like, I get up in the morning, I know I'm going to brush my teeth. I know I'm going to throw on some clothes. I know I'm going to go get, like, some sparkling water or something in the kitchen, just get hydrated to get going. But I do not have a bedtime routine at all. And I was like, I wonder if I actually stayed consistent with something, if that would help. If that would help more than any of these other forced methods of trying to go to sleep, like, oh, I'll take some Benadryl to go to sleep, which, by the way, is terrible for you. Don't do that. Be consistent in your sleep schedule. When we keep our sleep times consistent, our internal circadian rhythm becomes more efficient. We are able to fall asleep faster and better consolidate our sleep. Now, I've been familiar with that particular rhythm because I know that we have periods of more wakefulness and deeper sleep throughout the night. But and I know that the sunlight affects our circadian rhythm. Yeah. But I really didn't think the fact that your brain really loves being on a schedule. You think about kids and their bedtime routines.
Yes.
They're like the best rested. Yes. That's one of the reasons why they have all this energy. So what they suggest is to keep your sleep and wake times consistent, what you can do is you can look at your target wake-up time for 7 days of the week. Not just like this one day here, I'm going to do it here, and I know I have to get up a little early here. Set your wake-up time for like 7 days a week, and then subtract 8 hours from that, and you have a target bedtime. I know that's not possible for everybody all the time. Sometimes it might be 7 hours, but try to set that back from there, and then account for the 20 minutes it takes to fall asleep, and set that alarm that tells you to go to bed. And if you want to, if you really want to, set an alarm maybe 30 minutes before that. Says put down your devices. Start to unwind so that when you get in bed, you're already doing this. Set alarms just like your wake-up alarm. Set an alarm. It's like, okay, that's it because I have no routine. I stay up later some nights. I fall asleep on the couch all the time watching stuff. I do not take care of my sleep schedule the way I should, and I think it would be really beneficial. Because you know what they say is a good laugh and a long sleep are the two best cures for anything.
Yes, yes.
And I always read these and I get so frustrated. They're just like, you know, you got to eat well. I'm like, yeah, fine. I'm doing that. I'm like, you know, you got to exercise. Yeah, I'm doing that. You got to get a good night's sleep. Shut up. But I think that for those of us that have these issues, maybe we can make that a habit and teach our brain that that is our habit, that that is our schedule just as much as our wake schedule. We have a sleep schedule. We're going to try and stick to it, okay?
And you know, you brought up, and I was thinking the same thing. You know, we put our kids on a sleep schedule, but we don't take care of ourselves, and we need to take care of ourselves.
We do. I mean, we're just like, it's time to brush your teeth. Yep. It's time to get ready for bed. And it really does set that routine for them. It is good for your brain to have routines. I mean, it's just a good thing for you overall. Yep. And so I'm like, fine, maybe I'll do that. Maybe I will. Okay, I'm going,
you're going to
implement this.
You're going to do it.
Do or do not. There is no try. What's up, Yoda?
I do it already. I already got my routine set.
I know you do. You tell me you get in bed. You have a certain time that you get in bed. You sleep well, don't you?
I sleep very good.
You should.
I sleep very good.